Hey everybody, welcome to JMC Jams episode 8. And today we're going to shift the focus a little bit. I'm going to be speaking to Rodney Knox, who's one of our lecturers here in JMC. And Rodney's got a few interesting stories to tell, as of, you know, how he's arrived at lots of teaching, mainly sports journalism. But there's so much more to know as well. So we're going to talk a bit about sports, college sports, sports journalism, PR, maybe we'll get to AI, I don't know. So there's going to be like a bunch of different things that hopefully we'll just get flowing on. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Rodney Knox.
Hello.
And I mean, we've known each other for a good couple of years now,
sure,
really,
absolutely.
You know,
yes.
I think mainly since after the pandemic.
Yes,
but
right.
You were here before that, right?
I was. I actually came here in 2017 when Dr. Harry Edwards opened his institute here for the study of sport, society, and social change. So I was here for that opening and stayed for about 3 years during that time.
Yeah, and your background before that was in public relations.
Yeah,
and other
so
things,
right? I actually spent 20 years working for the 49ers in public relations and marketing, and then 10 years at Nike again, really all brand marketing as an umbrella piece, and then 3 years at MasterClass, again, brand marketing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and so really in terms of communications, but very much involved within sports, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, when you spend 20 years working in the NFL and then 10 years at Nike, that's a lot of sport commitment, right? So at that point in my career, I knew I wanted to do something outside of sport, just in terms of rounding out my work experience, but sport is at my heart. I was an athlete at one point early in my life and continue to take the lessons learned from being involved in sport. And tried to apply them as much as I possibly could.
Yeah, and I mean, finding your way into the Institute of Sports and Society.
Right.
I mean, ISSSC.
Yes.
I think it's four S's.
You got it.
Yeah. I did a little work with them a while ago, my gosh. Yeah, it was ages ago now.
Yes,
I don't think
I
think it's folded now. But
yeah
I helped them with their social media. Working with the social media graphics and had to kind of communicate across socials or something. So it was kind of interesting, and I was fascinated by the kind of approach that institute took.
Right.
Often we think about like sports and especially sports at college as being, you know, an activity, right?
Right.
But this was went deeper into psychology and sociology and anthropology even, you know.
Sure.
It was,
absolutely.
Yeah, very, very deep.
Well, Dr. Edwards, who obviously was the founder, was also he's considered the founder of the actual discipline of sports sociology.
Mm-hmm.
And so he incorporated all of that as part of the institute itself. So absolutely, Dr. Edwards has always used and had this great ability to take sport and use it as a platform for social change. And that's what the institute was all about, is trying to make sure that we incorporated that and we were advocates of all the things that sport can provide that moves us forward as a society.
Yeah so much more than just kicking a ball around.
Oh,
right,
my goodness.
I mean, yeah.
As Dr. Edwards used to always say, sports is in many eyes is viewed as sort of the toy department, when the reality of it is it's much more than just toys. There are really things that have generated out of sport that have really resonated and impacted and again, influenced and changed social doctrine.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the way that feeds into our athletics program here at San Jose State, I mean, most of our student athletes and, you know, across campuses nationwide,
right,
they're not gonna make the big leagues, are they? So they have to have a plan B.
Yeah, and no doubt about it. The idea that you can express yourself in athletics and come to college and earn a scholarship and play, wonderful, right? Always encourage that, but the reality of it is the percentage of those athletes that are going to end up being professional, even with the additional leagues that we have started, is less than 2%. So it's difficult to make that a career. So absolutely, having a career and having a education and a sound education and skills that you can apply in the workplace, that was part of what the institute was about too, is making sure that the understanding was, sport is great. Let's take the lessons from sport. And there are a lot of lessons that are used in sport that apply and are transferable. Use those lessons in your careers.
Yeah, not just practically, but philosophically as well, right?
Well, more practically, to be quite honest, yeah, than philosophically. But yes, there's that mindset that you can carry mm-hmm. with you. But there's some real practical learnings. When you are, as particularly in team sport, mm-hmm. when you have a group of individuals that are coming together for one goal, but that may mean that there are various roles to be played. The goal remains the same. There's a commonality there, but then there's individuality within that commonality. And that's sometimes a difficult lesson for people to understand and to apply.
Yeah, totally. I mean, in terms of like, so our student athletes here, we do seem to get quite a lot here in JMC. I mean, I don't know whether it's the same across the different program areas. I've had great success with student athletes because they bring something in terms of team participation.
Right.
You know, that you don't really see maybe with students who are not so much involved with the practice of sport.
I'd agree with you. I think it's participation, again, knowing that you're going to have to do things as a group, mm-hmm. A group collective, not only in thought but in action, and then how those results are really magnified for very firsthand. That's the thing about sport. You get a result right away, right? You know, you either won or you lost. You either defeated the person in front of you or you were defeated. Mm. So those learnings are very good. The other thing that I'd say is that leadership. Sport teaches a lot about leadership, and the importance of leadership means that you need to have followership too. So it's that kind of combination of things that people take from the sporting world and really apply them, and that's why you hear so many references to sport from the business world.
Yeah.
Because it really is not only transferable, but it's a lot of learned experiences.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite discipline books, as in lots of advertising discipline books, mm-hmm. is The Surfer's Guide to Marketing, right?
Okay.
And it's written by lots of by an advertising guy who actually now teaches in SoCal.
Ah.
Randy Rovegno, he came up here and I invited him up here to speak early on in my career here at San Jose State.
Mm-hmm.
And he applies the practice of surfing to marketing practice.
How about that?
You know, the patience.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The watching, the understanding, the knowing how to read the ocean, and it kind of sort of reflects upon that in terms of advertising.
It really does. And when you think about, again, not only individual sports, but even more so team sports, when you think about plans and strategies,
mm-hmm.
all those things are, again, very much part of the business world, but they're very successful in the sporting world too. And so you take those learnings, planning strategies, again, looking for strengths and weaknesses mm-hmm. in the opposition, and then how to approach that, those strengths and weaknesses. Those things are used in business every day, as we know. So, but you learn that and you practice that regularly in sport.
For sure. And in terms of applying that, you know, to our own athletics here SJSU and across the CSU, where do you think we're going right now?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you bring that up, because it's really unfortunate that the CSUs, we know we're facing an 8% reduction in our budgets. And unfortunately, some of those reductions have already taken place in the athletic department of some of the CSUs. So that's scary. It really is, not only as how it impacts the athletes, but also when you think about the opportunities that may be lost when you see those monies leaving. So it's really difficult across the 23 CSUs. I believe it's 23.
23,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some are in better condition than others. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm hopeful that here at San Jose State, we won't be in the position where some of the other universities have had to actually cut back on their athletic programs, either completely or partially. My hope is that we will find a way to make sure that we continue to have the athletic programs, not only for the sake of the fact that athletics serves as such a great entry point and mm-hmm. front door for the entire university, but also for the student kind of lifestyle, to be able to continue to support athletics and make that a part of their whole college experience.
And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but many underrepresented students find their way into higher education as a result of athletics, right?
Well, no doubt that's absolutely the case. But I would say this, that anyone and everyone that's involved in the athletic program, they're there for the right reasons for the most part. It has been an avenue for many people of color, particularly, to make it into the college and university system. But let's not overlook the other schools that are not necessarily as diverse as we are. And you don't see necessarily the diversity in population. But those same athletes have made it into those universities very obviously through their athletic ability.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And do you see these student athletes coming through your courses?
I do. You know, not as many as I'd like to see, to be quite honest with you. But maybe that'll change over time. But yeah, I absolutely do. And I'm always impressed by the fact that they can juggle their time. I've had athletes that have left the practice field to come to my class, which I really am honored to, that they would want to attend the class that much, that they'd leave and they're running off the practice field, coming across campus, got a bit of full sweat, but to be in the class. But that says a lot about the athlete too, right? And their desire to achieve not only on in their sport, but also in the classroom. So yeah, I have them and I welcome them and look forward to them being there.
Yeah, which is really cool. I mean, that, you know, the very fact that they value you so much, that they're coming across, you know, like, because sometimes it's like, well, class is second, but...
Yeah, I think they value their education, to be quite honest with you. They want to show up for the education, and they realize that if this is quite the opportunity that they have by being on scholarship and being a scholarship athlete, so let's take full advantage of this.
Yeah.
And part of that taking full advantage is making sure that they get everything out of the educational side that they can.
Yeah, totally. And then, I mean, before we wrap up, because, you know, we're getting damn close to time, but I could sit here talking to you all day, and we haven't even started, really.
It's 15 minutes already.
It really is. It really is, Rodney, honestly. But just to kind of, just seal things off, I mean, you know, and segueing in from your classes, I mean, you are the advisor for the Spear magazine.
Absolutely,
and I'd imagine you're going to get some athletes in there, right?
Yeah, we have, and that's great, too. We get athletes. We get a lot of our students are folk that may have played in a sport in high school. They may not have had the athletic ability to now play at college, but they still are, they love sport, and they want to take advantage of some skills that they have on the writing side of things to be a part of it. So our staff is full of editors and writers that love sport and have this ability to transfer that love into kind of the written communication side of things. So we have publications that come out two every semester. And again, usually with four feature stories. The beauty of the publication too is that we look for sports that are not necessarily covered by the main media. For example, a lot of the club sports on campus are not covered necessarily by the general media, but they're covered by us. And a feature story matter, not only just daily scores and updates and recaps, but features on the contestants, on the folks that are involved. And that makes for fun for those folks that are in the club sports because they're not used to getting the exposure.
No, and it's kind of circling back to the ISSSC.
Right.
That's where you bring into the sphere. It's not just about the scores. It's about the wider world of sports, right?
The wide world of sports. That's a reference from back in the day. I love that. But yeah, it's absolutely, it's sport, again, as a vehicle for social change.
Yeah.
In this particular case, a lot of those club sports, they are not only impacting what they do on the field, but they're giving the participants a chance to express themselves in the classroom too, and to bring others into their sphere, which that's what is it? That's leadership, that's direction, those all those things that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, and it's not just a magazine, it's on broadcast as well.
It sure is, and the students come into this studio, and thank God for all of you guys for allowing that to happen, for Wanda being such a great manager, and prepping and providing the kind of not only inspiration, but direction and instruction that the students need. They come here and they, they're really excited about doing the video portion of this in addition to the written portion, which is the magazine.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, Rodney, again, I think we just touched the tip of the iceberg there.
Okay.
But thank you so much. It's
Thanks
been
for
great.
Having me. Yeah.
And just giving us a different view of what we do here in JMC.
Yeah, so, well, you know what? It's a lot that we are, I think we're very proud of. And I'd love to highlight it. So thanks for having me and glad that
Absolutely.
We can do this.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
And that's a wrap from us for today. After this episode is finished, I'm going to go over to the launch of our Creative Jam that we spoke about in the last episode that's happening today. Please join me in thanking Rodney Knox again. And if any of you are interested, students, of course, not faculty, in writing for the sports magazine, then the Spear is where you need to be heading to. And we do a sports journalism minor as well. So, okay, until next time, bye-bye.